Well, me as well. I mean, I'm just so happy that I'm still here, and that the majority of the lads are still here as well, because it's a great group. And I genuinely believe that we've got the potential to be challenging for the playoff spots and to do well. So hopefully we can do ourselves justice this year and be up competing around them spots.
People forget how difficult the first 6 or 8 weeks were of last season, which was a standing start in the league. This time you've got the chance to hit the ground running because you're so familiar with each other's games.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a slow start, and it always puts you on the back foot when it takes you 6-7 games to get a win. But like I said, I think by having the same squad and by, like I say, building relationships and connections, we've got every chance of starting the season well. And if you start the season well, you never know where it can take you.
An interesting addition to the mix in Milan Lajkovic, who a lot of the lads will already know from his first spell here. And I got the suspicion last year on social media we wish he'd never left. So he's been an interesting foil for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the first time I've met Lajks, obviously. But he's a great lad. He said on his own accord it's like he's never been away. So it doesn't feel like he's a new lad. It just feels like it's one that's been away for a few weeks and he's came back. So he's a great addition to the squad. And that's how hopefully he can get some goals and play well.
Now, physically, it was an important summer for you, because I know that you've gone to some lengths to try and strengthen the hamstring, and hopefully this isn't a problem that's going to arise. Explain some of the things that you've done.
To be fair, Wits has been brilliant. Even throughout the end of last season, there's been programmes put together in terms of strengthening, increasing my flexibility. Things like getting an insole in the bottom of my foot to balance out my legs from... It's all kinds of stuff that I've just nodded my head and just and just taken on board. But it's been brilliant, it really has, and it's continued into pre-season. And so hopefully the hamstring issues are behind me, so touch wood.
You set the standards very high last year with your goal scoring. Does that add pressure, or does that just continue with your confidence?
I think there was pressure on from Christmas last year. I think once you start off well and get a few goals, the fans are always expecting you to score, and I felt like I dealt with it quite well towards the end of last season. And I say if I can get a season under my belt with no injuries, it's exciting to see how much I'll be able to get.
The gaffer was having a joke with you this morning about, you know, when the Welsh call-up might come and whether that'll affect Walsall's season. You won't be too far away if you keep on scoring goals as well as Wales are doing.
Well, that's a personal aim for me. I mean, like I say, I'm just concentrating on Walsall, and I think if I do that and I score goals, then hopefully them things will come in the future. But that's not up to me to decide. And like I say, I can just do my best for Walsall and hope that it impresses.
Been a bit more experimentation in terms of formation in pre-season. Are all these options things that you feel comfortable with? Have the team looked comfortable with the little switches that Dean's made?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was evident for everyone to see in the last two games that we've played the 3-5-2 formation. I think we've done well. We've adapted to it well. Everyone knows their roles. And I think we've looked very positive going forward and solid as ever at the back. So it's an exciting formation for the players and for the gaffer and hopefully for the fans. And if the gaff decides to play that on Saturday, I'm sure it'll work well.
Just finally, I'm convinced this should always be a time for optimism. Do you think you could just be the surprise package as a team this season in League One?
Definitely. I think this year especially, it's open for anyone. It's open for someone to take it by the horns. And I feel like that can be us this year. Hopefully, if the fans get behind us and we got off to a good start, it can happen.